Greetings, pilgrims.
It's Pastor Bob. It's our middle Sabbath today, Wednesday, November the 11th. And I come to you from our broadcasting studios at the Parsonage, within sight of the grand old Vine Street Christian Church, a monument to the love of Christ. Amen. We continue our Gift of Gratitude series today. It's episode 3. And we're going to turn to the book of James, the letter of James, as a way to expand our understanding and come closer to the meaning, the true meaning of gratitude and what it can mean for us in our life today, this very day. And as we anticipate that, we know that we are spiritually grounded by the monks. There they are. By the cinnamon cider candle. And by our tea. Our kava, three ginger tea. And we are ready. So let's regroup a little bit after two episodes, right? The true meaning of gratitude is that there's not just a external thought, but there's an internal change. So as we continue to describe this in different ways for you, you can be thankful, right, that someone, when you were on vacation, that someone saw a fire in your house and called the fire department. That's a great act of kindness. You're thankful that they would do that, right? But knowing it was your house on fire, you also know beyond that thankfulness, beyond that level, of what that act means for you personally. That act you're thankful for also significantly impacts your life internally in a way that deeply moves you and creates a feeling of gratitude because you now want to respond to that act of thankfulness with an act of your own, expressing indeed your gratitude for that act. And then yesterday, when we read the story of the crucifixion of Jesus, it reminds us that all through the Gospels, Jesus is experiencing exactly what we experience in our human life. He becomes fully human while being fully divine. He knows our sufferings, our frustrations, our worries, our fears, and we become thankful to God that God sent himself in human form to teach us how to live, to show us a way, to tell us what love is like, and to be a witness and exhibit of it in itself. We are thankful for that. But then gradually and ultimately through the cross, we come to understand what that all means for us personally. That there's someone who brings about a thankful act in this world that impacts me personally. The life of Christ and the death of Christ is a saving act for my life in this world. And I am thankful that God sent someone to do that, but I am filled with gratitude. I am grateful, filled with gratitude for what that means for me. I come to understand what it means for me. I find the meaning for me in that act, and I'm grateful. Which brings us to James. Jesus' brother, who had no claim on his ministry during Jesus' life, but after his resurrection, James indeed becomes a leader of the church in Jerusalem. In fact, the chosen leader by the disciples of the church of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem. And we have his letter to us in our Holy Bible. And in that letter, after the first verse, which is basically his greetings, his very first verse of substance, verse 2, says this: "Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy." And he goes on, "For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for anything. You will have achieved spiritual maturity, ready to soar in this world, regardless of what it sends your way. You will see your troubles as a path to joy. And because of understanding that, stick with me, you become grateful for all the things that happen to you in this world. For you know and understand whether it's joyful or troubling, it all takes you to further faith, deeper faith, stronger faith, and you have a chance to grow even more in your faith and become ready for anything." James decides that the first thing he wants to point out to the believers in the world after Jesus has left it is that this world will not now be your Garden of Eden today. It will be life on life's terms, but that every part of life in this world has already been felt and addressed and ultimately conquered by your Lord Jesus. And therefore, you too have a path, a way, an ability to soar in this life, no matter what it throws your way. That brings us to gratitude for life itself, just as it is. So that whatever your day brings you today, whatever may trouble you, worry you, scare you, cause you anxiety and nervousness, just as whatever may bring you joy and happiness, all of life together is indeed a grateful act that God has given you and that we all can be grateful for. That's an amazing lesson. If we can find a way to incorporate that in our faith, in our trust, in our way of life, just imagine how much more freely we can find the joy and happiness that God wants for us in our daily walk. It's why James started with it. It's why Jesus lived it. It's our entry point to knowing that Jesus knows exactly what we're feeling and going through and will bring us through each and every time. Our poem today is a continuation of our little Mary Oliver series. And today is, I'll probably say this often when we hear Mary Oliver, but this is just a great poem. One of my favorites. There it goes. It's called Wild Geese. It's an amazing poem. I hope you take the time right now to free yourself and put those ears on your heart. And we'll read through this twice for you today. Mary Oliver's Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. Mary Oliver's Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, in the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. Amen. As a reminder, I hope you'll join us tonight. It'll be our first Zoom discussion meeting, as we have started the Gift of Gratitude series. I'm sure it will be enlightening and meaningful. So the link for that Zoom meeting is right on this email, and we hope to see you then. And if not, we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Gift of Gratitude. God bless.